big thing. Take the picture of everyone who's walking. And GMA's own fashion cop and ambassador of fun, Taryn Winterbill, was there. And she's at the Nokia Theater in L.A. this morning. Taryn.
Looking good, Taryn.
Yeah,
looking
very
good.
Sharp.
Well, ooh, thank you. I like the sound of that. Fashion cop.
Fashion
very
cop.
Cool. The good
fashion
news
cop.
Is I didn't... Fashion cop. The good news is I didn't make any arrests last night, but it is the biggest night of the television industry. But everybody knows what really matters. It's all about the fashion. Take a look at our red carpet recap.
The red carpet was, in a word, bright.
I thought yellow was going to be a little risky, but apparently I'm safe.
The sun was shining.
It's very warm.
I am melting, but it's worth it.
And the jewelry, sparkling.
Kind of looks like a grape. Looks good enough to eat.
But it's not. It's the kind of grape that could kill you if you ate it. Or if you lost it.
But these fashions are no joke.
You have to keep in mind when you're dressing for these things, what's not going to wrinkle, what's not going to show a panty line, what's going to be flawless from beginning to the end of the night.
You try on 700 dresses, and in the end, there's one that just sings, and you go with it.
I got my own thumbs up when I looked in the mirror. I said, okay, girl, you all right.
You all right.
Is it hard navigating the carpet in the award ceremony with this behind you?
You saw me try to turn around. It's not pretty, but that's not what it's about. You just have to pretend that you do this every day. I wear this to bed.
And just like Brooke, I too wore my Emmy dress to bed. No, actually, I've just been up all night. But the greatest part is I think that everybody played it pretty safe on the red carpet. By that, I mean that there really weren't any fashion misses. But I do want to mention the guys' side of the draw, because they can be pretty fashion forward. Who stuck out to me was P. Diddy. He was wearing a velvet bow tie, a velvet lapel, and even velvet shoes. So I thought that was pretty unique. Guys back in New York.
What is it? Velvet?
What is it? Velvet? Taking notes. Velvet tie, velvet shoes. Taking notes.
What was your favorite out there on the red carpet? What was your favorite?
My favorite, I would say, was Mariska Hargitay in that yellow one shoulder. I thought she looked so elegant. It fit her like a glove. It was just absolutely stunning.
Law and Order.
What was yours?
I really did like Mariska. And I like Vanessa Williams. I thought she was really...
Her figure is amazing. And Julie Louis-Dreyfus looks great every year. But we got to say...
In the coral. She wore coral.
Yeah, that was beautiful. What's up with the big hair, Kathy? Kathy Griffin. What's up with the big hair? I know.
You know, it's funny you asked that. If she looked like Marcia Cross. That's what she said was her inspiration. She had Marcia Cross hair from Desperate Housewives.
All right.
That's what she told me on the carpet.
All right. Well, get some sleep, Taryn. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
I will. Thanks.
Good things just got better. Introducing an all-new third hour of Good Morning America.
Welcome to Good Morning America Now.
Good Morning America Now.
Good Morning America Now.
On ABC News Now.
Get your Good Morning America Now at abcnewsnow.com.